In Acts chapter 20, we read about what was central to Paul's message to all as he preached the gospel. And it says that he was testifying to Jews and Gentiles alike, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these are two sides of the same coin. Repentance simply means to turn to God. And we get a picture of that in Joel chapter 2 and verse 12, where God says, "Turn to me with all your heart." So repentance is turning to God with the whole self, so that one's whole life is oriented toward and directed by the living worship of and the living walk with the living God. This is what we were created for, and that is what Jesus came and died and rose again to restore us to. This turning toward God goes hand in hand with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus is the one who makes it possible to be reconciled to God. God sent his Son for that very purpose. He died and rose again that he might wrest us and the whole world from the grip of Satan, sin, and death. Thus, there can be no true turning toward God apart from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So what is faith? Well, faith is more than affirmation that certain facts are true. James tells us that the demons believe in that sense. In other words, they know certain facts about God and about the gospel. But it is not something they embrace. It is not something that causes them to trust in the living God. It doesn't produce a desire for them to please God or obey him. Faith is embracing Jesus and his atoning death and his triumph and resurrection over Satan, sin, and death. Faith is the trust toward and the embracing of Jesus and his atoning death as the sole ground of salvation, and embracing Jesus as the sole Lord of everything. And just as there is no true turning toward God apart from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, even so there is no true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ apart from turning toward God and orienting one's whole heart and mind and life on God, rejoicing in him, delighting in his word, his will, and his ways. It doesn't mean perfection. It does mean that that is the orientation of one's whole person and one's whole life from that moment forward. This faith and this turning enter our lives at a point in time, but they are not one-time events, but rather an entire walk of life where we are always believing in the Lord Jesus, always trusting in him, and always turning toward God as we go through life. Now, God uses means in order to nourish this faith, which the Spirit works in us, by which he joins us and unites us to Jesus. And the main means that he uses is the Word of God, the Scriptures. Paul says in Romans chapter 10, verse 4, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. In John chapter 14, when Jesus was about to depart from his disciples, he was going to be arrested and crucified. And then even after his resurrection, a short while later, he was going to go away permanently because he was going to ascend to the right hand of God in heaven. He is preparing for that. So far, everything in their walk of faith, everything in their discipleship has involved Jesus being right there. They are walking with him. They can see him. They can talk to him. They can ask him questions. They can touch him and so forth. That's about to change. He's going to go away. He will no longer be there in that physical sense. But Jesus, preparing them, he promises that he's going to come to them. Well, as this works its way out, what Jesus is saying is that he is going to continue to be with them. He's going to come to them. He's going to disclose himself to them. He, in fact, is going to make his home with them, together with the Father, by the Holy Spirit, whom will be sent to indwell them. And then he shows how this works exactly. In Luke chapter 24, Jesus comes after the resurrection and appears to two disciples on the road to Emmaus, but he keeps them from recognizing who he is. He does this for a purpose. He's not trying to experiment with his new powers as a resurrected, glorified man. He has a purpose. He does not want them focused on him, Jesus, right there the way he's always been. He doesn't want them to see that, okay? He doesn't want them focused right now on the fact that he is bodily raised from the dead and is back with them. He wants them focused on something else, which is what he does with them. He preaches the scriptures to them. He takes them back into the scriptures, the same scriptures that they've known all of their lives. And he preaches these scriptures to them, and he opens them up so that they understand what all God was saying. And they understand that everything that has come true in Jesus has all been talked about. It's all been laid out in the Word of God. And through this, the Holy Spirit works in these disciples for their minds, their understandings to open up, and for their hearts to be nourished. Later on, these two disciples will reflect back on this time that they had on the path after Jesus revealed, opened their eyes to see who he was. And it's interesting what they talked about. What they talked about is how our hearts burned within us as he opened the scriptures to us. That's what they talked about. I mean, Jesus has been with them, but they didn't recognize him. But then he opens their eyes. So in other words, he's performing these miracles. But that's not what they talked about. What stood out to them was how their hearts burned within them as he opened the scriptures to them. So Jesus was teaching them and us, how is it that he's going to be with us? How is he going to disclose himself to us? How is he going to make his home with us? Well, by the Holy Spirit, yes, but the Holy Spirit using something, using the Word of God in the Scriptures. And so we see here the all-important truth that the Scriptures are not just information. And when you spend time in the Scriptures, you're not just reading a book. The Scriptures are literally food. They're food for us. And you're not just getting information. Christ works through the Spirit, literally, as you spend time in the Scriptures, to disclose himself to you. He reveals who he is to you. And that's where faith comes from. You think about the fact that we may have faith in a particular individual. We may trust a particular individual. We trust them with our wallet. We trust them with our house. We trust them with our kids. You know, all of these things. Well, that doesn't just come from nowhere. It comes because over time, that person has revealed who they are to us, and therefore that trust is evoked because we know who they are. It's the same way with Jesus. The faith is evoked within us by Jesus revealing who he is. And he does this by the Spirit working through the Scriptures. We get to see who he is. This strengthens our faith. So, Christian, you need to have your faith nourished and fed just like you need to have your body nourished and fed. And where is the food? It's in the Scriptures. It's in the Word of God. That's where you turn when you feel weak in faith, when you're troubled, when you're anxious. You turn to God, but how do you do that? You turn to him in prayer, yes, but then you go to the Scriptures because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.